Have you heard of social media mercenaries hired to go online for companies? Gareth Cook of the Boston Globe joins us. Gareth, the law is murky on some aspects of this. On others, it's clear you can't post on Facebook, for instance, as someone other than yourself. So what's happening?
Well, these jobs popping up where basically the work you're doing is creating fake Facebook accounts or doing other fake accounts that help companies spread their word.
Writing rave reviews of products, setting up accounts on social networks, so making believe, you're just one of the gang?
Exactly. I mean, more and more we're seeing that companies will pay you to go online, set up an account on Twitter or Facebook, and say that you love their product.
You know, we say social media mercenary, and I've been poking around and there's some bloggers talking about the downside of social media mercenaries. You know, they're saying, for instance, watch out if you're a company doing this because bloggers and people on social media sites, you know, they can see it. They can spot it. So the word is out there, but is it really, you know, a company thinking in their mind this is the position they've created?
Well, there's sort of different ways of going about doing this. There are these big sites in China mostly, though they're popping up in the U.S. now, where a company wants to get the word out somehow, and you can sign onto their website and get paid to do their work. But it's very hidden and it's hard to track, and this is at this point a multi-million dollar business, and it's some of it's going to be very obvious, but some of it is not so obvious.
Well, when you say China, you're referring to Renren, which is the Chinese version of Facebook that you write about. And you say there are all sorts of accounts that if you just glanced at them, you know, you'd think, oh, that's a real person.
That's right. The thing to bear in mind about all this is the way we set these systems up is to defeat computers. We're used to getting these sort of computerized spam that goes out to millions of people. But what these sort of nefarious people have discovered is they can hire someone and pay them pennies to set up a real account that looks like a real person on Renren or Facebook, and then they can use that account to whatever purpose they want. So this is kind of a new approach that's mixing what computers do well with what people do well.
Right, and since people have caught on to spam, this might be the next generation. Well, you write that this was detailed by computer scientists in California, who kind of laid this out. How did they, you speak to an associate professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara. What did he find? How did he find this?
So I was talking to Ben Zhao, which, as you said, he works at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and he was doing work with Renren, which is Chinese version of Facebook. They had sent him all these accounts that they had banned. These are accounts that they had banned because they were spreading spam or doing other things. And he was looking through them, and he started to realize that they looked very realistic. They didn't look like they were just computer-generated. And that made him think that something strange and new was happening.
He's the one who came up with the word crowd-turfing for this?
Yeah. What he's done is he's combined two words. One, astroturfing, which basically means fake grassroots efforts. So sometimes a political campaign will hire people to write to their congressman in favor of some particular bill. So that's astroturfing, fake grassroots. And it's a mix with crowdsourcing. And crowdsourcing is when you offer up jobs for a crowd to perform. And there are big crowdsourcing websites, too. Amazon has a famous one. You could go onto Amazon Mechanical Turk, and they could show you pictures, and you could say whether it's offensive or not, or whether it's an animal, or, you know, just very sort of simple tasks that are generally pretty repetitive.
So you could be like their focus group, their audience research.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So things that they want people to do that does not require a lot of training, but which computers are not able to do. So what these people have done is combined those two notions of getting a crowd of people to work for you with the idea of creating a fake grassroots campaign.
Yeah. Well, this happens in China. You write about a website, Zubaji, I think, that publishes offers for this kind of work. Is it happening in the U.S.?
Well, it actually is just starting to hit here. And I was actually talking to the author recently, Ben Zhao. And he was telling me he was talking to a social network. He wouldn't name which social network, but they are a large one. Wink, wink. And
he
was
talking to them. Do they put on a happy face?
They post faces
okay.
on their, yes. But he was telling me that they are already starting to see this. They're seeing a kind of a wave of very good fake accounts being posted and these accounts being misused. So they're already trying to figure out tactics for how to defeat this.
Well, a couple things. You write that these social media mercenaries will give their employers new ways to do everything from legally questionable marketing to outright theft. Where would the theft come in?
So part of what what you need to do if you're trying to steal someone's credit card information, for example, is to get them to click on a link. And that's why you're always hearing people warn you, don't click on a link if you don't know where it's leading to. And these links can download software onto your computer, which can then steal your personal information. So one way to get people to click on a link is to create a convincing sounding tweet. But you need people to create those Twitter accounts, and they have to be realistic. So you really need a person to do that.
You know, I thought this was already happening. You know, maybe that's a cynic right. in me, but we remember hearing about these guerrilla promotion companies, marketing companies that were right. would hire young people to drink a certain drink at a bar, you know, to sell it to other people. Isn't right. this the same thing?
What's different about the phenomenon that's been uncovered here is the sheer scale of it. We're talking hundreds of thousands of people, and you're able to get people to do this work for very little money. I mean, if you want to pay models to show up at a party, that's very expensive. But if you want to pay someone who has nothing but time and no job prospects in India to create an account, it'll be pennies for you. So you can tap tens of thousands of people to do this all at the same time.
You mentioned these crowd turfing campaigns. In China, researchers found more than 10,000 up from just 100 in 2007. So this is really growing.
It's growing very quickly, so quickly that the research I was talking to is having trouble keeping track of it all.
Are companies thinking we can't afford not to do this?
Well, hopefully most companies wouldn't consider doing this, but it's very tempting.
Gareth Cook of the Boston Globe, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.